Now, you had read or written somewhere that you were going to approach the Pope, and that was the last Pope. Have you approached the new Pope about seeing about a worldwide abolition of state executions?
Well, that effort has already happened, the worldwide effort to abolition. And Pope Francis is so right on so many things that he said. And, of course, the death penalty is one of the things, because he's advocating the Catholic Church to get out of the buildings and to get out of just preaching doctrine to people, but going to people, especially the marginated. So if it happens that Pope Francis and I encounter each other, that'll be great. But he's doing his good work. I'm continuing on to do what I need to do. I have had some role in sparking increased interest of Catholic people in the death penalty and changing opinion in the Catholic Church about this. But I'm really out there for all the people. This is bigger than even a religious issue. It's a deeper human rights issue that everybody can talk about and be into together.
Do you remember the opening night at the San Francisco Opera and what that was like for you?
I absolutely do. I remember how nervous the opera people were, because it's the first time a contemporary opera like this on this very big issue of the death penalty. California has 744 people on death row. Death penalty is really big in California, and the opera people didn't know, are we going to have protesters outside? Are the TV stations going to come? We're going to tell them, look, we just do an opera. We just do an opera. So the intensity around its opening was great. And then, boy, that set, the way they had the stage, the way you could be brought into the story was so magnificent. It is a huge stage. It's almost as deep as the city block. And, I mean, it's big. The performance was big, but the story couldn't have been more intimate, and it was such a thrill to see, oh my goodness, look at this. This is going to be a whole new way of bringing people into this story. I couldn't believe the power of it.